Weather Center. The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. We're based right here in White Plains with offices in New York City and Fishkill, New York. And we're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight, our guest is Helene Bergman from Elder Care Alternatives. Welcome, Helene.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you on the show. And I guess the first question ought to be, what's Elder Care Alternatives?
Elder Care Alternatives is a geriatric care management practice. I am a sole practitioner. I do have some care managers who assist, and I am a generalist and a specialist in health and human services.
That's a lot of stuff. Geriatric care manager. What's a geriatric care manager?
Well, a lot of us come from different disciplines. So we're either a social worker, a nurse, a gerontologist, sometimes a physical therapist. And what we are trained and educated in is working with families in providing assistance along the continuum of care.
So you help people who need geriatric care?
Yes, for the most part. Some of us will work with a population other than elders, but our main focus is helping the families of senior citizens who have undergone some change to cope with that change, to identify the problems and offer solutions. We do focus on aging issues, but often we will have clients who will be under the age of 50 even, if there are specific chronic illnesses that have warranted our involvement.
So give us an example of some of the things that you do. Like, why would somebody call you?
A lot of my clients either work or have families of their own. And all of a sudden, mom or dad or both have suffered a change. Some will try to design a plan of care on their own, but often it can become very overwhelming, and a family member or a friend may say, you need some assistance. And that's usually the entry toward geriatric care management.
So what kind of change are we talking about? Somebody becomes forgetful, they don't know where their car keys are. Define a change that would necessitate somebody considering calling a care manager.
The basic change would go from autonomy to some type of assistance. It could be due to that loss of the keys, or it could be due to a diabetic coma. So an elder or even somebody less, you know, along the continuum of aging may experience some kind of an event, maybe a fall, and therefore may be in the hospital and may require aftercare. And at that point, there may be a lot of issues that need to be addressed beyond just, oh, let me get somebody to help care for mom.
Now, people don't like to admit they're getting old and they can't do the things they used to be able to do. So there must be a lot of denial, isn't there?
There's a lot of denial, not only on the person who's affected, but the family itself, because the minute change has to be instituted, the structure of the family will change. So the resistance to change is very strong. The respect or the boundary from parents to children now might need to be altered. So a lot of adult children look at this as a major event in the structure of the family.
Usually when there's an event, at least the kind that you deal with, it doesn't reverse, does it?
Wellness occurs for an elder when the right care plan is put in place. It doesn't reverse the situation per se, but it improves the situation.
Okay, so that's what you're all about. Something happens to somebody, you have this event, and that could be a stroke,
mm-hmm.
it could be a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, anything that might cause you to not be able to take care of yourself the way you used to. And then somebody would say, okay, what are we going to do? Can mom or dad continue to live at home? Is that something you would help with?
That's an entry point. That is always, when I worked at NYU in the Aging and Dementia Research Center, that was an initial response to a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. The family right away said, well, mom cannot live at home. But one of the roles that I learned then and I try to bring to my care management is the demystification of the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, so that if somebody wants to live at home, there are ways to facilitate staying at home. If a family wants to relocate, yes, a care manager will assist the family in relocation. But almost 98% of clients I've had want to stay at home.
So what's the first call? Is it from the person who had the event? Is it from the spouse? Or is it perhaps from the adult children?
That's a good question, because I see that changing over the years. A lot of seniors themselves today are starting to think about their future. So they will call themselves and say, you know, I've not changed yet, but
a even friend, though they might have.
Right. But a friend of mine recommended I plan ahead, because my daughter lives in Seattle. My son is abroad. I'm alone here, and I think I need an advocate. So that, you know, can be an entry point. Most of the calls that are made to care managers come from a variety of sources. They come from the adult children. If they are the caregivers for, I get a lot of calls from nieces and nephews, because in today's society, we have a lot of folks who do not have children, who may never have had children or may not have, you know, wed. I do get a lot of calls from professionals. I get a lot of calls from physicians who see Mrs. So-and-so, and they're very concerned about her leaving the office without some kind of support. So, you know, those are the types of referrals or reaching out that comes about.
You mentioned something that I found quite interesting, that there's been a shift towards the original call coming from someone else to now coming more often from the person, him or herself. Depending upon how they present it, they may say, I want to plan for the future, or a friend of mine, you know, because they don't want to admit it's themselves. Is that a good thing?
I think it shows the evolution of education. You know, I think society has helped seniors become more empowered, so that they feel that they can plan for their future without turning around to an adult child. I think it's a very positive.
So aging is really no different than any other disability. You're just not able to do something that other people can do or that you used to be able to do.
Well, I think also what I've found over the years is that a lot of families don't have a specific role model to follow, because it's been so evolving, so that when mom or dad gets ill, the first time it happens, unless you've had a previous experience in the family or with a friend, you may not know what to do next. Now it's sort of the media are presenting a lot of models. So families are becoming a little more knowledgeable about how to reach out, where to reach out. They will go to a doctor for a medical problem. They'll go to a lawyer for a legal problem. Now they're thinking, well, wait a minute, I can go to a care manager for a problem that has to do with the care for my parents.
So you said they may call you because they heard of your services from a friend or another professional, whether it's a lawyer or an accountant. Let's say they don't have any of those contacts. Are there any professional associations that care managers belong to? Are there websites to go to? How can, because I know in this day and age, many of our clients tell us from our law firm that they found us through the internet somehow. And years ago, it was always word of mouth, a friend of a friend or another lawyer. But now I'm seeing that a lot of people come through the internet. If somebody was just, you know, sitting home at night one time and they wanted to find care managers, is there a way to do this?
You put in that word. You Google care manager, and the next thing you know, you find yourself at the NAPGCM website. That's the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. That was started in 1985, and it's a group of local New York, I think at that point it was mostly social workers and nurses, and that has blossomed to today nationally we're over 2,200. And the National Association is a volunteer organization with a 20-member board of directors. I'm on that board of directors, and we meet four times a year and work on policy and procedure and quality assurance. And what the latest thing, and I think this is of interest to the public who are seeking care managers, we do have certification. And that certification says that as of January 2010, no care manager can be in the organization without certification. And the certification can come from different sources. They can come from the social work organization. They can come from testing. We have an academy that will certify. So I think as a profession, we have now evolved into something that parallels the NASW for social workers, the APA for psychologists, you know, and so on. So it's a professional organization.
I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, and we're speaking with Helene Bergman, a geriatric care manager from Elder Care Alternatives. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Helene Bergman, geriatric care manager from Elder Care Alternatives. And before we get back to Helene, I just want to make a few public service announcements. On October 7th, the Westchester ARC is having its annual Matter of Taste at the Westchester Country Club from 7 to 9 p.m. I also want to let you know that on October 4th, the John A. Coleman School is having its annual Walkathon and Resource Fair at Tibbetts Brook Park right here in Yonkers, New York at 11:30 a.m. and the Westchester County Department of Social Services, in conjunction with the County Executive's Office, is having Senior Law Day in Westchester on Thursday, October 15th, from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Westchester County Center in White Plains. And this is really a great program for older adults and their families and significant others. There'll be workshops there on what happens if you can't manage your own affairs, age discrimination, estate planning, probate, do I need a will, do I need a trust. There'll also be speakers there in Spanish, so I would encourage you all to get out. And best of all, it's free. And finally, the Family Ties Organization of Westchester is holding a Champions for Children dinner on October 29th at the Lake Isle Country Club, and the proceeds will benefit the various programs at Family Ties. Okay, Helene, so we talked just before the break about certification, and before we move on to some of the kinds of services you provide, this is an interesting issue for me because the American Bar Association has certified lawyers to be certified elder law attorneys, and I don't think we've done a very good job of informing the public of how important it is if you need an elder law expert to get somebody who's certified. And frankly, I don't think we've done a very good job of impressing upon the attorneys how important it is to become certified and become more educated. And, you know, some lawyers have passed the bar 30, 40 years ago, and the laws have changed since 1965. So, in fact, in New York State, there are only 40 certified elder law attorneys. So the fact that your organization is requiring it, I think, is a good step, right?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the process that we went through in the certification process, a lot of very experienced members were a little resistant.
They didn't want to take a test?
Well, because, you know, they've been practicing 20 years and they're very, very competent. And just being asked to, you know, step up to the plate and take a test that a relatively new care manager is taking also, you know, met a lot of resistance, and we struggled, but I think we've come to the point there was no grandfathering in. Everyone had to take some certification route, and we all at this point feel much better with it.
The politics of dealing with national organizations. My sense is that if you're so good and so experienced, you could pass the thing without studying, so what's the big deal?
Well, you know, it's also providing the support. We have an annual conference like you do, and we offered at each annual conference a certification course, the test itself to be taken. So, you know, we really try to facilitate, you know, participation, and I have to congratulate. I was not one of those that worked in that, but a lot of people put a lot of effort, and these are all volunteers. So
I'm speaking with Helene Bergman, a geriatric care manager. And Helene, tell us a little bit more about the kinds of services that you might provide to a client.
Often, I have to say, it's sort of like a menu, and a lot of the services that I offer depend upon client needs and resources. So From the day one of the telephone call, I can get a sense at that moment what might be needed. However, I will always start off with an assessment. And the assessment will give me a problem identification and enable me to create what I refer to as a care plan. And the care plan will identify all of the issues that do come out from a home visit and speaking with the referral source, the family member. Sometimes I've had an intake with six people on a conference call, and that enables me to see the whole system that I would be working with. So assessment is usually, I say usually, the initial step. There are times that I get a crisis call, and something has happened, somebody's in the hospital. I can't go through the normative process. Instead, I have to, at that moment, respond to the client need. If it's discharge, get home, get care, you know, that type of an incident. But for the most part, it's assessment, problem identification, a care plan that might consist of, I don't know if, you know, we'll talk maybe a little more about Alzheimer's, but it might be a referral to a memory disorder center for evaluation. It might be referral to specialists in the area that the senior is afflicted with. Being familiar with physicians in the community who are specialists in an area is what we offer as a service. There may be legal issues. We would jump on that to refer to, an attorney, an elder law attorney, to create advance directives and to make sure that there is a financial plan to cost the exorbitant cost of long-term care. Other types of, I work a lot with entitlements, in the community, whether it's for rent reduction or a free telephone. I do arrange for in-home care for direct caregivers as well. I don't have a home care agency, but I have access to. I arrange for in-home care specialists such as therapists, anybody who can enhance the wellness of an older person, activity therapy, socialization. All of these issues become part of the initial assessment, so the services I then offer are dependent upon what the family would like to share the caregiving with.
So it sounds like you're really the quarterback of the case.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing in other professionals as needed, but at the end of the day, you're making sure everything gets done.
Well, it's quality assurance. At the beginning, I look at it often as risk management, and then as we go on with the care planning, it becomes quality assurance, so that as that quarterback, I'm able to keep a very objective eye on what's going on. So I have clients for 9-10 years who have the same help, who have never gone to an ER, who are well living at home, who may even travel across country with a companion to visit a family member. So these are the types of services that I'm able to provide in the community.
I'm speaking with Helene Bergman of Elder Care Alternatives. I'm Bernie Crooks, your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Bernie Crooks from Littman Crooks. You can learn more about us at littmancrooks.com. And our guest this week is Helene Bergman, a geriatric care manager from Elder Care Alternatives. And Helene, I guess there can come a time where maybe the family doesn't necessarily agree upon what should happen to mom or dad. Brother and sister have a difference of opinion. Does it ever get feisty?
I would say that's a pretty good word to describe it. I have about 3 clients right now that are involved in that. A lot of that can be somewhat dealt with in a psychosocial way. That is, because of my background in support groups and working in an emotional way with families, I can maybe avoid the court case. But at times it can't be avoided. And the families that differ so much, on issues regarding a parent often wind up in guardianship court. And that can be quite feisty.
And expensive, too, right?
I should say.
Now, what could they disagree on? Like, maybe one person thinks dad should be in a nursing home and the other one says, no, we should take care of him at home?
Two incidences that might be interesting. One, yes, that's often a reason for guardianship court, is where it might not even be at home versus nursing home. It might be a nursing home in Lower Manhattan versus a nursing home in Ardsley. You know, that depending upon which family member wants to have mom or dad, you know, close. But a more common and very unpleasant is when an older person is being manipulated by somebody in the community.
You mean financially?
Yeah, usually financially, and that winds up where either a caring neighbor or a distant relative or even a physician may say, you know, I notice that Mrs. So-and-so is not coming for her doctor appointments, and I'm just a geriatrician and I care. I mean, I've had quite a few incidents like that where we've wound up because somebody interested petitioned the court, and it was an older person at home, living alone, maybe with some moderate dementia, and being manipulated by, you know, we read about it every day.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Brooke Astor case,
right?
I mean, it's really heightened people's awareness. Unfortunately, I think, at least in our experience, a lot of times the one who's doing the manipulating, as you say, is the primary caregiver. And the senior is scared as hell to, you know, to even do anything about it because that's the person who's taking care of me.
Well, it can also be even, unfortunately, it could be a spouse.
You
know,
too.
Where the children may wind up suing the parent. You know, that's not as common, but I think
it could happen, though.
It could happen, and I think what happens is the families who back off most because of either fear of addressing this issue with their parents or denial about what's going on, they run the risk of their family member being manipulated by somebody in the community.
All right, we got to take one more quick break. We'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm speaking with Helene Bergman from Elder Care Alternatives, and Helene's a geriatric care manager. And Helene, you've been doing this for some time. What's the biggest challenge? What's the greatest challenge you face in your field?
Oh, that's an interest. There are so many daily challenges. I think the biggest challenge I face at this time is helping older adults maintain their sense of dignity and their sense of self-determination in the face of adversity. Because the focus we try is to at least nurture as much strengths as we do compensate for loss. So I think the challenge is to maintain that. For me personally, in my business, the challenge is finding care managers who are interested in working with older population, able to commit to 24/7, as they say, and stick with it.
So 24/7 and not make a lot of money, right?
That's basically it.
That's the job description. No wonder they're not knocking down the doors.
Right, exactly.
All right, tell the listeners briefly how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. I've been very busy, so I have not finished my website. There is a page, though. There is a front page, eldercarealternatives.com. They can email me anytime at eldercarealternatives@verizon.net. Or call me at 212-724-3170.
And you'll call him right back, right?
Right back.
Helene, it's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We'll talk to everyone next week at 6:05 p.m. right here on WFAS AM 1230. Good night.